Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, four people were killed in the Boston Marathon bombings and the subsequent manhunt. 8-year-old Martin Richard, Lu Lingzi, a Chinese grad student at Boston University, the young MIT police officer Sean Collier, and 26-year-old Crystal Campbell, whose mother Patty spoke of her after the bombing.
I couldn't ask for a better daughter. I can't believe this has happened. She was such a hard worker at everything she did. This doesn't make any sense.
The deaths have devastated the families, but they've hit other parents who've lost children as well. They can guess how long it will take for this shock to be absorbed. Today we want to take a look at an aspect of loss that's rarely mentioned, how much time parents get off work to grieve. The Family and Medical Leave Act, or FMLA, allows 12 weeks leave to have a child. In a minute, we'll meet a man behind a proposal to add time off to mourn a child. But first, how important that might be. In 1997, John McLaughlin and his then-wife were both teachers in the same school system when they lost one of their twin daughters, Annie, in a car crash in Virginia. John now lives in Florida. And John, of course, we start by saying so sorry for your loss.
And it's a loss that you never get over. The grief, of course, subsides, but you're still thinking about it.
Well, if it's not too hard, do you mind telling us what happened?
I had twin daughters, age 17, coming home from high school, had to go through a busy intersection where a truck ran a red light, and my one daughter was killed, and my other daughter was critically injured.
Here you lose a twin and are understandably devastated. I'm imagining that in the days after this horrific news, much of your time is taken up in the horrible business of burying your daughter.
Absolutely. Emily was in the hospital for 4 or 5 days. We had to have a funeral, and there were all sorts of emotional issues. There were legal issues, and, of course, the financial issues as well. And it all hits you at once.
Yeah. And how much leave did you get?
My wife and I both, through the school system, received 12 days leave. That's because the school system said to both of us, when our daughter gets out of the hospital and is ready to come back to school, we would like to see you back the same day.
12 days to bury one daughter, deal with just the paperwork of a horrific accident and insurance companies, and get another daughter out of the hospital.
Those 12 days weren't nearly enough emotionally, psychologically, or physically to just bear the burden.
What was it like when you did go back to school?
We were walking around trying to do a professional job like zombies. It was devastating. You had terrible loss of memory. Your heart wasn't in it. You had many other things on your mind. And frankly, it took months and right up to this year to get to the point where you feel that you're back to normal.
Seriously, 15 years to really feel like you're back to normal?
Well, for me, it's 15 years, and I can say that I'm back in the school system here in Florida. I'm doing substitute teaching. I feel like I've come full circle, but there's not a day that goes by where you don't think about it, that you don't replay certain aspects of it in your mind.
Yeah, and we should say that at the time, you taught at-risk kids in high school. Your wife taught gifted children. Do you think you were serving them well?
Neither one of us felt that we were very effective for the rest of that school year. The accident was in October, to get through that school year and going into the next school year. So it took quite a while for us to get back to a level of proficiency that we felt we were doing a good job again.
Look, there are some people probably thinking right now, what would happen if this were me? And at some companies, someone might say, look, take as much time as you need. But we're understanding that more often than not, there are restrictions on leave so that there can be a uniform approach to leave. And that's why the Family and Medical Leave Act, which was written in 1993, was so welcome, because it provides 12 weeks of unpaid leave for someone to have a child. But it doesn't provide anything to mourn a lost child. Did you become aware of this as you were going through this yourself?
I became aware of it, and I had been trained in human resources along, so I knew pretty much what to expect. my wife and I both had additional sick leave, but neither one of us were considered sick.
You say you weren't sick, quote unquote, and so you couldn't take your sick days. But do you think not being able to have enough time made you sick?
Well, it did, and I was later treated for post-traumatic stress syndrome. I feel that I'm fully recovered at this point, but I had to go through 3 years additional, I wouldn't call it grief, but 3 years of additional stress in helping to prepare the wrongful death case against the trucking company. So it was kept alive and fresh and in front of me for that entire period of time.
Well, I want to underscore that what you were talking about, wishing that you had at the time, was unpaid medical leave. That's what's in the Family Medical Leave Act.
Absolutely.
Yeah, unpaid medical
Absolutely.
Leave.
Absolutely. We would have taken unpaid leave, and in our case, it was not offered. But I certainly would have taken unpaid leave had I been allowed to. All that I wanted was to make sure I had my job back when I felt ready to come back. And certainly the 3 months that the FLMA provides would have gotten me over the hump. And as it was, the grief was much delayed, and it's that delayed grief that has caused me issues more recently to where I felt I just got over.
What do you say to people who say, yeah, but every company can't do this because you are teachers and you are valuable, and they'd have to, for 3 months, to have somebody teach gifted children and at-risk children. These are specialties. Who would have filled in for you? As sad as they might be, as much sympathy as they might have for you, that this would be unworkable.
I'd say this. Do you want to have people come to work and just go through motions, or do you want them to come back to work as recovered as humanly possible? It's all a matter of efficiency and humanity in my book.
It's interesting that the leave that you were given, the 12 days, was not because of the grief that you and your wife were going through. It was because your second daughter was severely injured.
Yes, and the school's policy at that time was to give 3 days for the death in a family. So 3 days of that 12 was recorded as a death in the family. The other were recorded as, well, he's got a daughter that's recovering from serious injuries. But certainly the injury, the unseen injury, is the emotional pain that a family goes through after losing a child. And it's that needs to be recognized.
I just, 3 days for a death. I need 3 days for a cold. You know, it's...
Yes, yes. And I want to make this clear. The employer I had was a very, very large school system. Certainly has the resources and wherewithal to cover a class for a few weeks until a man can come back to work reasonably whole.
That's John McLaughlin, now a substitute teacher in Florida, talking to us about what he wishes he had had in leave when his daughter died 15 years ago. John, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
So the nonprofit Grief Recovery Institute says loss of productivity from workers grieving at work is $225 billion. Sounds like a lot, but we're hearing from others about how they could not function at work. We're also hearing from people sympathetic, but here's one. Legislation forcing the effects of the loss to ripple through small businesses is simply impractical. We'd love your thoughts at hereandnow.org. When we come back, that legislation, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our look at a move to amend the 1993 landmark Family and Medical Leave Act to include time off to mourn a child. Barry Kluger's 18-year-old and only daughter, Erica, died in a car accident in 2001. He reached out to other grieving dads and met Kelly Farley, who runs a blog and online community for fathers who've lost children. Together, they began to hear a recurring story. Parents who'd lost children and were unable to function but had to go back to work. Some were fired for poor performance, others slaughtered through, as we just heard John McLaughlin did. He lost a daughter as well and was given 3 days to mourn her, 9 more days off to care for his surviving injured daughter. Well, Kelly and Barry noted that the Family Medical Leave Act of 1993, or FMLA, allows workers 12 weeks unpaid leave for the birth of a child or to care for a loved one. So in 2011, they created the Farley-Kluger Initiative, including an online petition to amend the law to include time for mourning a child. The Family Bereavement Act, as it's called, is gaining steam, particularly because of recent national tragedies. You know, versions are now in committees and the Senate and the House. Barry Kluger joins us via Skype from his home in Arizona. And full disclosure, Barry, we grew up together. So from my family, I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much.
What's been happening this week?
When there is something like a Newtown or an Aurora or Portland, Oregon, and certainly Boston most recently, people start to take an interest. As you mentioned, Kelly and I began this effort in beginning of 2011, and it was only after we began the initiative that the bill was introduced in the Senate and a bill was introduced in the House. So we take some pride in that the people who have signed our petition were the ones who got their elected representatives to go ahead and introduce legislation. But as you say, especially after Boston, there is a renewed interest. People are listening. And if they're listening, now it's the time to talk to them about parental bereavement leave.
Well, let us know what you want them to hear. First of all, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts signed on this week. You've had other interests this week. We've heard why you feel the amendment is important, but some questions. Under the current FMLA, the Leave Act, you can take time off if you're suffering from a serious health condition and depression does qualify. So why isn't that sufficient to cover the time for a grieving parent?
People are quite reluctant to use depression or mental illness as a reason for leaving. And also there's been a big debate in the psychiatric community and the bereavement community about bereavement, about grief, and whether it is indeed a depression or a mental illness. People are concerned about taking that leave for work because it stays in their medical records. It affects their insurance rates. There is a stigma attached to it. And I think one of the things is, and it happens in the workplace, someone may apply for a job and they may look and they go, "Oh, Bob, so you were out for mental illness. You know what, Bob? Thanks for coming in and interviewing. We've got a few more people to speak to, and we'll get back to you."
So in other words, these parents want to be able to say, "I need time off to grieve my child." In your amendment, as it's written now, the age of the child that might be lost is up to 18. You want to expand that. What has happened to make you want to expand that?
We have gotten the support of the military community. The JED Foundation, which is a college-age suicide organization, parents of murdered children. Many of these parents have lost children who, as I said, were either college-age, may have been in their early 20s. As they supported our amendment, we felt that we had to at least suggest that it be broadened and be made older. We chose age 26 because that's the age for the Affordable Care Act. So we thought it was kind of an elegant solution to the age issue.
That's when children can be on their parents' insurance policies. Quick question for you. In January of last year, a New York teacher reported her daughter dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, this woman who went to the Caribbean.
Yeah, Costa Rica. I mean, she abused people's sympathies and her leave. Are you worried that your amendment would be abused?
I'm not that worried because one of the things, and the business community has indicated that they are not too concerned about an initiative like this because you need to produce a legal death certificate in order to get the leave at work. That's what is required. In the incident you mentioned, I don't know if someone faked a death certificate, but whoever they were working for should have demanded it, as that is required under the FMLA.
Pretty repulsive, in any rate. So, Barry, what do you think the chances are? Some of us are stunned to hear that people who lose children don't have this extended leave possibility. We've heard how hard it is not to have it. You've lived through the loss of a child. What do you think its chances are, and how important do you think it is?
I think we finally have the momentum. We did not have the support of very well-known senators last time. We have not had the machine moving this quickly. We also went from zero petition signers to well over 60,000. This is a juggernaut, and we're going to get this passed. And for me, if you ask me what I would like to see myself standing in a crowd of 100 parents somewhere in the back and watch the president sign this into law.
Because why? I mean, just from your own experience.
They say grief affects everybody differently, and I believe it does. I can't imagine, quite honestly, the feelings the parents in Boston of the three people killed at the marathon, and of course the policemen. They are dealing with a loss and a kind of horror I can't ever imagine. But by being given the time to begin the healing process, you could move forward. And I say forward, not on, because when you move on, you leave things behind. When you move forward, you bring them with you.
Barry Kluger, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Barry Kluger, the Family Bereavement Act of 2013 is in committee in Congress. We'll link you to much more information at hereandnow.org, where we'll also have more on what the current leave legislation covers, not just the birth of a child, but adoption, fostering. Make sure you check it out. That's again, hereandnow.org. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The ICA with Barry McGee. Vibrant paintings and installations capture the energy of the street in this 20-year retrospective on view now. ICABoston.org. And Harvard University, whose Harvard Summer School offers courses for high school, college, and adult students to earn academic credit and experience Harvard campus life. Summer.harvard.edu.